Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Budweiser Gardens, where the Knights pummel the Kitchener Rangers by a final score of 10-3. Let's take a look at your scoring summary from the game. Back in the first, Jacob Julian with his 20th. From Ruslan Gazizov and Landon Sim, 5:46 in, 1-0 London. Then just 51 seconds later, Evan Van Gorp with his 5th. From Kasper Haltinen and Caleb Lawrence, 6:37 the time of the goal, 2-0 London after 1. In the second, 4 more from London. Gazizov with his 18th from Isaiah George at 3:14. It was shorthanded. Alec Leonard with his 1st from Haltinen and Van Gorp at 4:44. 4-0 London. Then Isaiah George scored one, his 5th. From Sam O'Reilly and Max McHugh at 10:19. Finally, Easton Cowan with his 19th. From Ruslan Gazizov at 13:41. 6-0 London, and that was the end of the day for Tristan Malbuff. He allowed 6 goals on 27 shots. The Rangers got a couple before the end of the second. Luca Romano's 5th from Justin Botno. And Adrian Misiljevic on the Channers power play at 14:43. And then Matt Andonovsky unassisted with his 6th at 19:30 of the second. It was 6-2 after 2. In the third, London would add to the lead. Oliver Bonk's 13th from Sam Dickinson. And Easton Cowan at 2:45 on the Channers power play. 7-2 Knights. Edward Chalet would get his first point as a Ranger. It was a goal, his 8th from Carson Rakoff and Tanner Lamb at 6:48 on the Channers power play. It was 7-3. And then 3 more from London. Haltinen is 23rd from Bonk at 10:56 of the third on the Channers power play. Then Bonk's 13th from Jared Woolley and Ruslan Gazizov at 14:22 on the Channers power play. That was number 9. And then Evan Van Gorp finishes it off at 15:28, his 6th of the season, 2nd of the game. 10-3, the Knights win it. They go 3-for-3 on the power play. The Rangers go 2-for-6. London outshoots Kitchener 45-21. Your post-game show brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in London, where the Rangers fall 10-3 to the Knights, Paul Fixter is ringside.
So Mike, I'm downstairs with head coach Jussi Ahokas. And coach, after a game like that, I'm not really sure what to ask. So I'm only going to ask you one question. Just your thoughts on the game.
No, we played 2 periods. We were terrible. First and second period, we played absolutely one of our worst hockey. Well, first period, they scored quite well from the chances, but second period, we were even near to winning the hockey game. They were injuring our guys. Our guys, we weren't competing. We did stupid mistakes. And if you're not defending hard enough, that's what happens.
I appreciate you giving us a bit of your time, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Paul. And Jussi Ahokas, the London Knights were injuring the Ranger players, and the Ranger players did not compete hard enough. 10-3 the final, London over Kitchener here at Budweiser Gardens today. The Knights now into first place in the Ontario Hockey League. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here at Budweiser Gardens, where the Rangers fall by a final score of 10-3. The London Knights scored 2 in the first and did not take their foot off the gas from there. We'll get to your 3 stars in just a moment as Paul Fixter awaits a guest at ringside. Quick look at your Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard today. One other final already in the books. It was in Brantford, where the Bulldogs pick up a 5-1 win over the Windsor Spitfires. Later tonight, we've got the Flint Firebirds at home to the Sarnia Sting. In fact, that one just getting underway at the Dort Federal Event Center in Flint. Sarnia coming off that 9-1 loss on home ice last night to the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. And just getting underway in Peterborough, it's the Petes at home to the Saginaw Spirit. And the Barrie Colts will host the Niagara Ice Dogs in a game that starts at 7:30 tonight. A couple of the other elements from the game here today. There were a total of 5 power play goals scored, 3 of them by London, 2 of them by the Kitchener Rangers. I do believe the league offices are going to have some work to do in the next 24 to 48 hours. Matt Andonofsky of the Kitchener Rangers, Jackson Edward of the London Knights. I would personally be surprised if both of those players escape suspension. And that was just the beginning of what we saw here today. The first fight, I believe, was Carson Campbell against Sawyer Bolton. No, Max McHugh and Matt Andonofsky was the first fight. Cameron Mercer and Easton Cowan was the last fight. Pugliese got into one for Kitchener. Carson Rakoff and Landon Sim went at it. I'm trying to remember who Pugliese went at it with. Forgive me for forgetting, but I think that's all of them. 5 fights in total here today, and just a rough afternoon all around. I'm going to give credit again to the officiating crew of Jason Faist and Sean Kimmerly, who earned every little bit of their paycheck here today. Let's take a look at your 3 stars of this game. The 3 stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Third star of this game, Knights defenseman Isaiah George, who picked up a goal and an assist and was a +2. Ruslan Gazizov, who scored once and had 3 helpers, was a +4 on the day. He was named star number 2. And no surprise whatsoever, Oliver Bonk with a pair of goals, a pair of assists, and a +2 on the day was just terrific on the back end for the Knights. He was named the first star of this game. Your 3 stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Post-game coverage continues from London. You're listening to Rangers Talk for You Save Flooring on City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Budweiser Gardens in London, where Paul Fixter has not yet shown up again down at ice level. I think he's trying to track down a player who will come out for a quick chat. It was a very quick chat with head coach Jussi Ahokas here today. And understandably, Ahokas was not at all thrilled with what it was that he saw. He said there was not enough compete from his hockey club. And as Paul Fixter gets back here into the broadcast booth, we'll just wrap it up on this note today, Paul. I don't know what more we can say. And plus, we don't get overtime. We're salaried employees, don't you know? But this was one of those games where you're just left scratching your head at the end of it. And ultimately, it's I'll just call it what it is. An ugly loss for the Kitchener Rangers, 10-3.
Yeah, I give Coach Ahokas a lot of credit. I talked to him before we went on the air, and I said, Coach, is there anything you want me to ask you? And he says, nope. He says, just you go ahead. And I said, I'll just ask you your thoughts on the game, and he gave me those thoughts. Then he gave me some other thoughts off the air as well. And my apologies for not getting a player. Mike, I almost got run over by a Zamboni. My feet are so – it was just a disaster down there. They couldn't – you've talked about this before, but they couldn't wait 5 minutes for me to do a player interview. Like Carson – I was trying to get Carson Campbell to come out. He couldn't. This whole day has been a disaster, but that down there is a joke, the way this has run after a game. I mean, I'm really upset about it. I am, because it's complete disrespect for what we do. And that's try to inform and educate and entertain – the fans that are listening, and they don't care one iota about it. It's wrong.
Poor Mitch Martin was our post-game guest during a game last year when they were cleaning up the stands right above his head, and they were sweeping the kernels of popcorn and the peanut shells and all of the other things, the dribbles of beer down onto his head, and Mitch Martin dropped an expletive on the air because he was so shocked by it all. I don't blame the kid one bit. And that's the sort of situation. I've had many a pair. I started wearing boots to the arena for post-game down there. I might change on my way down, put on some hip waders, because you're right. The staff doesn't care much for us trying to do our jobs while we're there. So welcome
to old-fashioned hockey. Yeah. Mike, I didn't enjoy it, I have to be honest. I didn't enjoy this game here today. I feel bad for the Rangers losing first place, but they have bigger things to worry about than losing first place. They need to get some bodies healthy. There's a lot of injuries, I think, down there, and there's a lot of bruised egos for sure.
UC Ahoka said they were trying to injure our players. So, that's as much as you can say, not mincing words from the head coach of the Rangers to the style of game that he thought the London Knights were playing.
Yeah, and he's bang on with his assessment. It was a nasty game.
That it was, and the nasty outcome for the Kitchener Rangers, a 10-3 loss here in London to the Knights. We're going to close it on that note. We thank you very much, as always, for being a part of our broadcast of Kitchener Rangers hockey here on City News 570. Next up, way up north we go to Sault Ste. Marie. We'll be there on Friday night for Rangers and Greyhounds. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk, Jordan Malcolm. My name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Saturday evening from Budweiser Gardens in London.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.